We find ourselves in the second week of the Shiva de Nechemta, the 7 weeks of comfort. As we march forward to the days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, after a distant and dark period of the 3 weeks and the 9 days, we look to reconnect with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the strong momentum and inertia beginning on Tu B'Av. Chazal referred to the period of the 3 weeks and the 9 days as a divorce, a separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael, the Chasan and the Kala. And perhaps this is insinuated in the word get, gimel, test, the gimel, perhaps references the gimel weeks, the 3 weeks, and the tests for the 9 days. But after that period is all over, we begin to make amends from Tu B'Av into the climax on Yom Kippur. This is why the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis highlights that there are no happier days on the calendar than Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Because we're happiest when we are close with Hashem. We're happiest when we reunite. When we reunite with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Jikiver points out that there are 55 days from Tu B'Av until Yom Kippur, which is the Gematria of Kala, 55. Because these are the days when we, Klai Yisrael, prepare to wed the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. We are the Kala. These are the 55 days to prepare ourselves. This is why the Mishnah tells us that Tu B'Av, the single ladies would go out to the vineyards to dance and go in circles and to look for their husbands. We are that young lady. We are that young lady looking for our match. We are that young Kala looking for our chasen. We are looking for their Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chida points out that the Gematria of Kala plus Chasan, Im HaKolo, is 515. It is the same exact Gematria as the words of Basar Echad. What's Basar Echad? It appears in the Pasuk describing the first union between husband and wife, Adam and Chava. It says, Al Ken Yazov Ish as Aviv Es Imo, man shall leave his father and mother, the Davak B'Isho, and connect, cling to his wife, Vayu, they will be Labasar Echad. Basar Echad is the Gematria of Chasan and Kala in Makola. And this Pasuk of the Davak B'Isho, B'Ishto Vayu Labasar Echad, is the 55th Pasuk in all of Chumash. 55, the Gematria Kala. Vayu Labasar Echad. We're looking to be Basar Echad with the Kadosh Baruch. Maybe that's why we can't have meat during the 9 days. A reference to the lack of Basar Echad, when we reunite this Basar Echad. 55 days from Tu B'Av, we find ourselves celebrating Yom Kippur. The only day of the year where the Kohen Gadol dare enter into the Kodesh Kodesh. No person, nor even a malach, may be present in the Beis HaMikdash at that very time. It's a moment of yichud between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, as represented by the Kohen Gadol. There's a yichud, and it's the yichud room of the chasana. As a remez, the Svarim point out that the pasuk Hein Am Levadad Yishkon, that they, Klai Yisrael, are a nation that dwells alone. The word Hein Am, Hein is the Gematria 55, Hein is 55. Hein, on the 55th day, Yom Kippur, is when we're Levadad Yishkon, when we're by ourselves in the Yichud Room of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gra says an incredible idea that weaves in perfectly to this theme of the Chasan and Kala, the 55th day Yom Kippur. See, the Svarim teach us that there are 955 layers of the heavens. As you climb higher and higher, you come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gematria of Hashemayim is 955, those layers. Because the Mem Sofit, or the end of Mem, however you call it, is actually 600 in Gematria. Oftentimes we're taught that Alfu, Tuf is Gematria, Tuf is 400, it's the highest number, not true. After Tuf comes the end of letters, the Sofit letters. So after Tuf, which is 400, comes an end of Chaf, a Chaf Sofit, which is 500. Then the end of Mem, the Mem Sofit, which is 600, and then Nun, and then Pe and Sadi are 700, 800, 900, respectively. But the Mem Sofit, the end of Mem, is 600. So Hashemayim is a Gematria 955, which are the different layers of the Raki of the heavens. Further, there are 955 psukim in all of Sefer Devar. This implies that each pasuk that we read, we climb a different rung of the ladder through the heavens. The final 55 psukim is when we get closest to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those 55, the number 55, Chasen and Kala, the Yichrum, it's where we enter the Yichrum of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so the 901st pasuk, meaning the last 55 psukim, so 901, the first pasuk of those 55 psukim, the pasuk reads in Parshas Hazinu, Ru'u ata, you should see now, ki anihu ve'en elokim biyadi, it's me and nobody else here, no other elokim, no other gods, no other malach, no other people, just me and these last 550 psukim, nobody else, this is the yichrum. And we get to that pasuk, we are in the yichrum of the Kadosh Baruch. The Mishnah describes Yom Kippur as a day of marriage. And if there's a wedding, if there's a marriage, there must be Sheva Brachos. So the Ohev Yisrael says that the 7 days of Sukkot serve as the Sheva Brachos after the Chasana. And if there are Sheva Brachos, there must be Panim Chadashos, must be new guests that are present at each of the Sheva Brachos. Says the Ohev Yisrael that the seven Ushbizim, the seven Tzadikim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on, Aaron, David, Moshe, Yosef, all of them are the Parm Chadashos that appear at each of the Sheva Brachos meals. This all culminates with Shemini Atzeres, when all is said and done, the wedding is over, the guests go back home, and it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our house alone. We leave the sukkah, we leave the party, we leave the wedding, we're in the bias, just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should internalize this message and realize that these days are days of Yimei Ratzon, days to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both on a communal level and on a personal level. We should be zocha to build the ultimate Bais Neman B'Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash with the Bias Gol Tzedek, M'heri Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.